Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 1001. How does exercise benefit you? So as we're talking about this, I want you to think about what your benefits from exercise are, what you get out of it, not the stuff that they tell you you're supposed to get, because you have people talking at you about all things health and fitness all day and what you should do and why you should do it and all this. That could be a podcast series in itself. And we'll talk about that on future episodes, but you know, for me, this is a time where I'm focused on my workout, but I know that the things that I'm thinking about, whether it's stuff that's coming up, it could be like, what is going to be a topic for a podcast, or what is something that I want to, test out and try, things like on-demand video platform, or is there a new design that I want? Is there a new product line that I want to offer? Like, basically, when I have ideas, I let them marinate, and I kind of just let them, and I'll spend time thinking about them. But a lot of times, where my ideas come from, or really kind of form into something that's actionable, is after my workouts. So, I mean, when I do this stuff again, when I'm doing strength training, I have a set number of reps that I'm doing per set. I have a set progression on I have a certain progression as far as how much weight I increase things by. I even have my rest periods are timed as well. So like, you know, there's parts of this that are just a structure and a system. I know when I'm focused during a set, I know how much focus I have based on where I'm at with the number of sets that I'm doing and the particular set that I'm on. So a lot of this stuff is very systematic. So there's times where I can scale my focus back a little bit and then actively actually think about the things that I've got churning around in my bed and in my brain. What I really want you guys thinking about here is going beyond the stuff that everybody tells you, the physical benefits of exercise. Yes, there's physical benefits. Yes. Does it help with stress? Most people will tell you it does, that it will take the edge off of things. I want you to come up with maybe some unique nuanced stuff to you. And it doesn't have to be, you know, these super out there things that's 100% unique to you. But what are some things that maybe you don't hear about as much? That's the big one for me, in addition to the physical and emotional side of things. It is the mental side that I actually do get to focus on the other things that I'm doing. Now, I will also touch on something, because a lot of times you hear about motivation and discipline when it comes to your workouts. There will be times if I'm doing a specific workout or a specific set within a workout or a specific interval on something where, you know, I am dialed in for usually a set period of time, and then I scale things back. I mean, most of my workout, it's very enjoyable. Now I keep track of my heart rate. I keep track of the performance of my workouts. So I have certain things that I shoot for, but you know, I think you can really set this up to where working out is very enjoyable. And you don't have to really use discipline or motivation or whatever else they tell you, or if you're using discipline and focus, it's not to just do the workout. It's for specific things within the workout. But I told you how a lot of my strength workouts are laid out. Cardio is much the same way. I do, I do a lot of mixed cardio. And what I do with mixed cardio is I'll have a certain set of time and I'll go from machine to machine. And it's essentially like doing cardio stations. And then there's some variety that I can mix and match as far as intensity and level that I do stuff. So, but I'm curious for you. I want to know how exercise benefits you. So definitely let me know. You can, easiest way to do that is always by email. And that email is daryl@darylperry.com. That's daryl@darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.